Politics have apparently brought some parts of the healthcare industry under the tent. As the president, as I mentioned, is expected to announce later today, he has gathered the age-old enemies in the healthcare debate, drug makers, hospitals, and insurance companies, and gotten them all to agree to play nice as the big healthcare debate begins in Washington. The president will make the announcement at about 12:30 today. Todd Zwillick, the Washington correspondent for The Takeaway, joins us from D.C. He's a veteran in covering healthcare debates in the past. This is a twist. Too good to be true, Todd?
It might be too good to be true. It could be too good to be true. But the problem is we won't have any way of really knowing if it's too good to be true because this is a voluntary effort, John. There's really no way to enforce it except to use the power of the presidency to make people feel bad if they don't. This is not under federal rules. This is not under federal law yet. So all of these players, like you mentioned, and they're the big, heavy lobbying hitters coming here, are trying – it looks like they're trying to get on the winning team. It looks like – there's so much political muscle behind health reform this year. There's a broad cross-section of everyone in politics who knows the system is a mess and has to be reformed, that nakedly trying to kill it, just like they did in 93, 94 under Bill Clinton, and these, by the way, are many of the same groups that killed it the last time.
Interesting.
Just killing it is probably not an option this time. Better to be on the winning team. That seems to be what they're doing here.
Well, two alarming implications, and again, $2 trillion over the next 10 years. That's according to the reports. We'll see what President Obama says at 12:30 today. But are they motivated by fear? And if they are or not, why didn't they come up with these cost savings, 5 years ago, 10 years
ago? Well, that's a great question, and a lot of what they're volunteering to do is stuff that they that has been debated for many, many years, John. They could have done 10 years ago, but if they're going to do it now, that's great. So there's a couple of things they're saying they can do. The insurance companies say we can streamline administrative costs, forms, overhead, administration. The private insurance industry has administration costs that are much, much higher than even Medicare. The federally run health program for elderly and disabled people. Their overhead is about twice as high as what Medicare is. So they say we can cut that. We can cut duplication of forms, a lot of things to make that cheaper. We can promote prevention, primary care, wellness, weight loss, all of these things that keep people healthier on the front end. You were just talking about care on the back end at the end of life. Well, most of the money really is in prevention. Prevent diabetes, heart disease in the first place. No smoking, less overweight people. That can go a long, long way. Insurance companies say we can save the system billions, hundreds of billions by doing that. They can do things like instead of paying for every little test, every little treatment you get in the hospital, pay for the entire episode of care. Somebody comes in with a heart attack, instead of paying for every little medication, every little test, every little treatment, and then all the follow-up care, say, we'll pay you one set amount for this patient's disease.
A flat rate for the visit. A flat rate.
That's right.
You got a heart attack, there's a price for that.
There's a heart attack for the whole episode of care that may last six months.
I got
and
you.
Then the hospital and the doctor and the insurance company is motivated to keep you better longer because they're not going to get paid for every little single test. So your question was, why didn't they do this 10 years ago? Because nobody forced them. And when they killed health care back in 93, 94, they bought themselves another 13 years of the current system that we have. Well, that seems to be coming to an end. I think all these powerful lobbyists and very intelligent people in these industries, you're talking about pharma, the drug industry, the Association of Health Plans, the insurance industry, the AMA, the American Hospital Association, all the heavy hitters. I think they realize that being just against it's not an option.
We shall see.
Todd, the catchphrase, the political third rail here is the phrase socialized medicine. And people compare us often to Canada, which does have, overall cost savings. But some Canadians come here to get treatments they can't get in Canada. At the same time, you had Americans buying drugs from Canada because they couldn't have their insurance pay for the drugs. It's been kind of a comparison. What about this whole specter, the political specter of the term socialized medicine, and could that just derail this?
Of the public plan. Well, the president has said that he wants a, quote, public plan to be an option under the health reform plan. And what that would mean is some kind of plan that's sponsored by the government, paid for by the taxpayers, that would be either a backup or one of the choices that individuals or employers or states could use to provide insurance. The White House says the best part of that is that it provides a check and a balance on the insurance industry. That if the insurance industry goes back to its old ways of skimming a lot of profit, providing inefficient care, and denying services, there's a taxpayer-sponsored public plan that'll keep them honest as competition. So that's why the White House wants it. Nobody's really defined what a public plan is. We don't know exactly what it's going to look like. And some of the speculation about why is the insurance industry and the pharmaceutical industry all of a sudden paying nice, you start to wonder, have they bought themselves a promise or a little bit of goodwill on what the public plan will look like?
Well, it's expensive goodwill in the sense that there's no real business model for a lot of preventive care if they're going to subsidize that. I guess the administration is really hoping that most of America sounds like Kendall from Morristown, New Jersey, who had this suggestion for health care.
We have to have a national health care system. We have to have Medicare for all. Health care should not be a profit-making industry, and that's where most of the money goes. It goes to administration. It goes to so-called managed care, and that's what's costing so much.
So, Todd, give us the last word in the last couple of seconds. We've got to get the Femi here.
We're not going to get national health care in the sense that he wants, but I do know this. The United States spends twice as much as any other country, and we have worse outcomes. So we need to look at where our money is going and what we're getting for it, and that's what a lot of the debate hopefully will
and
be about this
the
summer.
Debate begins at 12:30 when the president speaks to the nation about this cost savings plan, $2 trillion over 10 years. We shall see. Todd Zwillick, Washington correspondent for The Takeaway. Thank you as always, Todd.
My pleasure.
For all you need to know, go, go, Todd Zwillick.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.